listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Welcome back to another episode. Also, happy Friday. Coming up Sunday, May 20th, is International Day of the Unreached. It's also Pentecost Sunday. But International Day of the Unreached is an event that we've highlighted a couple different times before, and we wanted to bring attention to it once again before Sunday. I had a phone conversation yesterday on Thursday with Paul Dubinsky. He's the Director of Innovation at Frontier Ventures. They are a sponsoring organization for International Day of the Unreached, and they're also doing a lot of cool ministry. So before I get to that conversation with Paul, first, a word from our sponsors.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, Project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
Hi, this is Brian Myers. When I needed a better life insurance plan, I found it with Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. When I first met Travis, he wasn't like some other life insurance agents that can be pushy and try to get you to buy something. Travis just made himself available to me. That was it. He told me to let him know if and when I needed anything, and he stayed in touch. When the day came and I did need to make some changes with my life insurance, Travis met with me and walked me through several options so I could make an informed decision. Ultimately, it was the best decision for my situation. So if you need a life insurance plan that makes sense for you, call my friend Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. His number is 515-883-0029. That's Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Call him at 515-883-0029.
And I'm back. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Paul Dubinsky, Director of Innovation at Frontier Ventures. Cord. Well, hey, thank you so much, Paul, for taking time to talk with us. And I just want to ask you, first of all, how did you get involved in missions in general and Frontier Ventures specifically?
Sure. Well, in missions in general, I was 16 at the time, 17 maybe, and I was at a retreat. And on the wall of the retreat, there was just this paper that said the United States has 95% of the world's full-time Christian workers and 5% of the world's population. And I was really struck by that. I thought, wow, that's really tough. And then the guy who was leading the conference or the retreat said, you know, if you saw two people walking down the road and they were carrying a big log, and there were four people on one end and one guy on the other end, which end would you go to help? And, you know, that's like a no-brainer, right? You, of course, I'm going to go help the guy, you know, the one guy on the end. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That sold me. So at 17, I really thought, gosh, I need to go into missions. And Frontier Ventures in specific, I came here to be actually seconded to Operation World. And then through various circumstances, ended up as the Director of Innovation for Frontier Ventures.
Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, the Director of Innovation at Frontier Ventures runs what's called the Winter Launch Lab, and it's supposed to be done in the spirit of Dr. Winter. You know, so Dr. Winter was an innovator and an iconoclastic thinker. Mm-hmm. And so the Winter Launch Lab does two things. One, if you're doing something at the frontiers of mission, at the borders of world Christianity, and you have an idea, something crazy, you go, I think this would really work to bring the gospel to that place. And then you come to us and ask, you know, hey, can you help us? And that's something that we're very interested in helping you do. So we make people's dreams come true.
Okay.
And the second thing is we look for the profound hindrances to the gospel. So not something simple where you just say, oh, we just need to do more evangelism, or we just need to apply this method or whatever. But the really complicated stuff, we want to invest real thought time in that and real investigation, real research, so that we can come up with solutions.
Okay, so what are some of the projects through the Winter Venture Lab are you guys working on currently?
Sure, there's one. So a group of people who work with nomads. So there are unreached people groups, right?
Right.
And then there are hard to get to unreached people groups. And the nomads of Central Asia and North Africa would be considered hard to get to unreached people groups.
Right.
And so they came to us and they said, hey, you know, we would like to do a mobilization as well as a training for people who are interested in working with nomads. Can you help us with that? And it ends up that we're taking a truck and going across Central Asia, visiting various nomadic groups. And it's a summer, really, a nomadic summer to learn about nomads. And so we're doing that this summer. It's going to be quite exciting.
Awesome. Awesome. So how big of a group is going with you?
It's a small group, so we're about 40 people. So 20 one direction and 20 the other direction.
Okay.
And we rented this really big truck from an adventure company, and we're filling it with both mentors as well as participants, because, you know, it's a training time so that they can learn about nomads. You don't talk about church planting with nomads,
right?
Because you don't plant anything, right?
Right. Yeah.
Church, right. Cause all they have, they're on the move all the time.
Yeah.
So, it's just a curious question, because it's so different from us. The nomads call us sedentaries because mm-hmm. we're in the same place.
Right. So is there any gospel outreach or witness among the nomadic people of North Africa and Central Asia?
Oh, absolutely. There is some outreach to them.
Okay.
And some of the groups have really been reached quite nicely. And have their own churches and are actually doing missions work themselves. But there are others that aren't, you know, just like, you know, there are all kinds of people groups in the world. So,
right. So what is like the craziest idea you guys have been presented with? It's like, wow, this is really thinking outside the box.
Right. So the truck venture was one of them. And then there, somebody also came to us and said, hey, you know, there's this, you know, we know about creation care, right? Caring about God's creation and stewarding it well.
Right.
But how do we do that at the frontiers of mission? And so we just finished a conference called Creation Care at the Frontiers of Mission to address that. And so when we advertised it, we did an advertisement to the secular media as well as the Christian media. And the secular media looked at it and said, oh, we're not interested in that because, you know, it has evangelical in it. Mm-hmm. And the Christian media looked at it and said, oh, we're not interested in that because it has environmentalism in it.
Right.
And so like it falls completely in between both groups. And but it was a fantastic conference. We just finished it last month.
Yeah, what does that look like? I mean, you know, in a nutshell, what would creation care at the frontiers of missions look like? How do you marry those two things?
That's a wonderful question. So one of the applications actually that we did, there are two that I'd like to tell you about. One is three, really, really fast. One is about education. The theological education, understanding how much God really cares for creation. Particularly in the death and resurrection of Jesus. I mean, Jesus came in a physical body, and he died, and then he rose in a physical body. He didn't raise in a spirit body. So obviously the physical world is something that's very important to God. And so we had some important theologians from South America discussing that with us. And on Friday night of the conference, we had a two-hour prayer time. Where we learned about the impact of plastics and problems with air pollution and problems with land pollution in what's called the climate vulnerable peoples. Mm-hmm. So really the 1040 window is the area of the world where people are most impoverished as well as most vulnerable to changes in climate as well as just, you know, pollution in general. And so we spent two hours praying about that. And one of the guys came up to me afterwards, one of the guys who really is a scientist and missionary. And he said to me, you know, typically I can't talk about this kind of depth of need in churches that I go to and talk, because it's too difficult. It's just too painful of a question, because of the pain of poverty and the way that in some cases big business, as well as is polluting and causing a great deal of harm to people who mm-hmm. don't have the gospel nor access to it.
All right, cool. So obviously there's more to Frontier Ventures than the Venture Lab. What are some of the other things that Frontier Ventures, does?
Sure. We do a number of things in both mobilization as well as publishing. So the Perspectives course is a mobilization that we do to teach people about the needs for an understanding of mission in general, but as well as a sort of a real global understanding of God's story and what God is doing across time through the scriptures, as well as understanding how it works in missions. And then we have publishing that we do. So Mission Frontiers magazine, the International Journal of Frontier Missiology, and William Carey Publishers are three of the things that we publish as well.
Okay. So from your perspective, being a member of an American church, how would you say evangelicals are doing when it comes to reaching the unreached?
That's just a great question. Okay, so there are a number of ways to approach that question. So the first one is, if we look at evangelicalism worldwide, in almost all of the countries of the world, or the vast majority of countries of the world, the evangelical faith, if you want to put us into a category of evangelical faith, mm-hmm. Is growing faster than population in almost every country of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the American Evangelical Church, what section of that do they have? And one of the things that's very encouraging is the American church's understanding that the peoples of the world, because of migration, because of refugees, are coming to the United States. And we don't have the vast numbers of refugees like they do in Lebanon, like they do in Turkey, where there are so many refugees, it's unbelievable compared to the population of those peoples.
Mm-hmm.
But the world is really coming to the United States, and many American churches are recognizing that. I sat down with one of my sending churches. We were missionaries in Europe for a long time. And the church that sent us there and continues to sponsor us has a group of people who go to a university nearby and host international students all the time, particularly international students whose faith is far from an evangelical faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic to see that. I mean, and the questions that they had and the way they're approaching and caring for people is just amazing. So I think the evangelical church is doing that. And at the same time, there was a bit of research that the Barna group did just recently, and one of the results was that 51% of the American churchgoers don't know what the Great Commission is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a real call to those of us who do mobilization and who try to inform people, who have magazines and books and platforms. I'm so excited about the day for the unreached because of this,
mm-hmm.
that we really need to push forward and encourage people to understand and to come to grips with what it means to take the gospel everywhere. Why did Jesus give us a commission to disciple all the nations? It's a great, great opportunity to discuss that.
Definitely. So what are some things that are going to be going on this Sunday, actually Pentecost Sunday, May 20th, for International Day of the Unreached?
The International Day of the Unreached, one of the things that's great, I had downloaded there, the brochure that goes with it. You know, over 2 billion people have never heard of Jesus. And you can download that from their website. A representative from Frontier Ventures is going to be there. And there, the festivities really, the discussion really is about the unreached, these 2 billion people. But the program I don't have in front of me, so I'm not exactly sure all of the details that they're gonna what they're gonna do.
Yeah, I do know it's gonna be since we're Central Time, it'll be 7 o'clock to 8:30 Central Time. I think it's 6 to 7:30 local time because it's being held at Focus on the Family's headquarters in Colorado Springs. I have an email in front of me about this. The day of Facebook.com/dayfortheunreached. There will be a live stream of that program since obviously most of our listeners won't be able to make it to Colorado Springs, but they can certainly watch it online. Do you know if there's any, do you know the number of churches by chance that are actually doing something within their services?
No, I don't know how many churches are actually participating in the live feed.
Okay, no problem. I was just curious if there was a concerted effort, you know, to get churches to, you know, do things on Sunday mornings as well during their Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. Mornings.
Okay, great. Well, what do you what are your primary goals that you think are attainable anyway? Well, actually, just your big, hairy, audacious goals that only God could do. Do you hope that they'll see accomplished through the International Day of the Unreached? What do you hope to see happen in the American church?
Oh, I would absolutely love to see a greater push toward missions and involvement in missions in an intelligent fashion. There are so many missionaries that go to countries like myself when I was working in Europe. They go to countries that already have a strong Christian presence. Now, in Europe, many people don't understand the gospel. Mm-hmm. But they have an opportunity to understand the gospel, whereas there are many people of the world and all of these unreached people groups, they don't even have an opportunity to understand the gospel because no one's ever told them, and they don't even have symbols of Christianity anywhere in their countries.
In some cases, so, they may not even have a Bible translation either, right?
Exactly, not even a Bible translation. And so for me, my hairy audacious goal would be that we would flood these countries with opportunities to understand who Jesus is, whether that is missionaries who are there, whether it's through radio, whether it's through Bible translation, both the oral translations of the Bible where, you know, the Bible is read and discussed with tape recordings or over the radio, just all kinds of ways that we can get to these people and tell them about Jesus, that would be finished in the next 10 years or less. That would be amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, that we'll pray that happens. I'm thankful that, you know, Jesus said that, we can pray the Lord the harvest for workers, that he'll raise up workers. And you know, I love to see, you know, more Americans mobilized to not only go overseas, but also maybe equip and also obviously support and pray for those who are participating too. But we definitely need people involved. And thank you so much for your time, Paul. Before I let you go, where can people learn more about Frontier Ventures?
They can go to frontierventures.org and take a look about the things that we're doing. We're looking for entrepreneurs. We're looking for people who would like to live on the edge a little bit. So that we can take the gospel to those edges of the world.
Great. And again, if our listeners are interested in watching the live stream, that's facebook.com/dayoftheunreached to watch the live stream. That'll be at 7 o'clock Central Time to 8:30 Central Time. Obviously, if you're living somewhere other than Central Time Zone, you can make those adjustments yourself. But hopefully, you guys take a look at that. And Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Hey,
really enjoyed it.
You're very welcome. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that concludes today's episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you happen to be listening to this podcast somewhere other than on our website, please be sure to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com.
Again, that's caffeinatedthoughts.com or Google Caffeinated Thoughts and it'll show up at the top of your search screen. Until next time, my friends, this is Shane Vanderhart. Take care and have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.